Are you currently pregnant? Or are you thinking about getting pregnant with your second, your third child? On this podcast episode, I'm bringing a good friend and colleague, Michelle. She is the conscious that hippie that mama on Instagram. And she is a fellow parenting coach. And she's pregnant. And she has two older children, 5 and under. So we are going to share with you her experience parenting while being pregnant, and my experience as well. I share my experience when I was pregnant with the twins and I was parenting my son in foster care. He was about 12 at the moment, I think. Yes. So how it is to be pregnant and practice parenting with understanding, conscious parenting, gentle parenting, respectful parenting, however you call it, is not easy on itself, and it gets a lot more challenging when you are pregnant, but it is possible and it is worth it. And then we are going to show you and share with you how we did it, our struggles, our success, the things that we learned along the way, things that helped us keep our sanity while pregnant. Before we go with Michelle, I want to let you know that today, March 5th, 2024, we are having our free masterclass in HIC parenting for you to learn our proven parenting with understanding system to bring a lot more peace to your parenting and raise emotionally healthy children. Because you are going to learn about what's underneath the power struggles, the hating, the defiance, the daily struggles that we live with our kids, and how to address them from their root needs and from our root needs, so there is a lot more communication, better connection, and more understanding between you and your kids. To register, this is the last chance. All you have to do is open the description of this podcast episode and the link is there, or go to hicparenting.com and the link is there as well to register for this free class. Okay, so let's go with Michelle. I am Marcela Collier, head coach of HIC Parenting Education Agency, and you are listening to the Parenting with Understanding podcast. HIC Parenting is a parenting education agency with the mission to help parents like you break their cycle of frustration, bring peace to their parenting, and raise emotionally healthy children. Hello, welcome to this episode of the Parenting with Understanding podcast. And today I have a very special guest. I have not had guests in a long time, and I'm so excited. She is my good friend. Her name is Michelle, and she is the conscious that hippie that mama on Instagram. She's a fellow parenting coach and she's pregnant. So we were talking and we were like, wait a second, life is different when you're pregnant and you have to parent as well because you have other kids. I've never brought that topic to my podcast, and what a perfect time that she's pregnant. So she's here with us. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Marcela. Thanks for having me.
How far along are you right now?
I am 26 weeks pregnant with my third little boy.
Another boy. Congratulations. So yeah. You have two more. And how old are the other two?
So my oldest is 5. He starts kindergarten in the fall. My middle is 3. And then I am due in May with another little boy.
So you're going to have 3, 5 and under very soon. I remember when I was pregnant with the twins, I had a 12-year-old in my house because I did foster care. So yes, I lived the experience of parenting while pregnant, and it is, for me, it was challenging. How has it been for you?
It was challenging in the beginning, and I'm sure that it'll probably be challenging when I'm in my third trimester. In the beginning, it was challenging just because I didn't feel well. I was sick, so it was hard to take care of myself and obviously try to be empathetic and take care of the kids at the same time when I'm literally in the bathroom throwing up. But for the past couple of weeks, it's been pretty easy. The kids are really excited to have a baby and they love going in the nursery because we've started to set it up and put the crib together and stuff like that. So I would imagine that it will be more difficult when I start becoming tired all the time and when I'm near having the baby. But right now we're in the good months, so we're just soaking it in.
You're past the throwing up stage and you're big, but you're not as big yet that, you know. Okay. So we are conscious parents. We are both parenting coaches. How has it been when it comes to stay conscious, stay gentle, stay understanding while you're not feeling that good?
Yeah. So it has been challenging in the aspect of, I know a couple of weeks ago, I had a day where I just had a lot of pregnancy rage. And I think it was definitely hormonal because I just felt like that's not how I normally act and respond to my kids. And so thankfully it was only for a day. And so I was able to kind of reel it in. But yeah, that day I had a hard time conscious parenting because I was not able to be empathetic to my children that day. I was just hot-headed and wanted to react about everything. But aside from that, I mean, it's been fine. I have noticed that in preparation for having another person to take care of and coming into kind of the five-year-old age, I've had to be a little bit more lovingly firm in discipline with my oldest, just because he's just at that age where he's testing a ton of boundaries, which can be difficult while pregnant. But for the most part, I don't think that my conscious parenting has really been affected by the pregnancy. Ask me again in a couple months when I have a newborn and I'm not sleeping, and maybe the answer will be different.
You know what? I heard two things that really caught my attention. Number one, it's so good that you are bringing up the realness of parenting, because you said, I was not on my game. It was a day. I had a lot of rage. I was not patient. And you are a trained, fantastic parenting coach who helps many parents in coaching. So that just lets us know that it is okay to be overtaken by emotions and hormones while we're pregnant, and that does happen. And it's not us. It's like, for me, in my case, I felt like I was another person. And I think I was, because when you have those highs and valleys of hormones, the emotions take a toll on you, your body, your mental health. So thank you for letting my audience know that I don't have to be perfect to be a conscious parent. And parenting while pregnant doesn't have to look pretty, and that doesn't mean it's not beautiful. It means it's different. And the second thing that you said was that your oldest one is needing a lot of loving, firm boundaries. And that's another thing that I want to point out, because our society has sold us the idea that if you're firm, you're not loving. And if you're loving, you're permissive. That's not true. We can be both. And then thank you for reminding us of that and opening the eyes of many of us that we can still remain loving and kind and having firm boundaries with the kids. For example, in my case, when I was pregnant with the twins, I had to rearrange my routine with my older one, because what was working before, it wasn't working now. We went from me taking him to school to Brian taking him to school. We went from me going to his therapy appointments to my mother-in-law helping me drive him to his therapy appointments. So I started like retrieving myself a lot, because I was in bed rest. I was pregnant with twins. It was a high risk pregnancy. And then the routine changed for him. And because the routine changed and I changed, he changed a lot as well. And I started seeing behaviors. Of course, that stemmed from his need for connection, and possibly he was a kid in the foster care system. So he has history of abandonment and trauma, and that triggered that as well. Even though I was still parenting him, I was not as involved. So have you noticed in your kids a change in behaviors or in routine, or have they been thrown off by your pregnancy in a nutshell?
Yes. So the thing that I have noticed more than anything, our routine hasn't changed yet. I'm sure that, as I anticipate a lot of change and a lot of behaviors coming up when we actually have a newborn and that big change occurs. Because right now, my kids are already craving that connection with me, even though for the most part, we always have kind of a steady level of connection. I've noticed that my kids don't want to go to school. They want to stay at home with me. They want to sit with me. They want to be all over me. They want to hang out with me. They want mommy all the time. And I think that they know that there is a change coming, so they're kind of soaking it in while they can. And I totally don't mind, but at the same time, it's like, okay, well, we have to go to school. Like, you can't stay with me all day long. And so that's been the biggest change, especially my 3-year-old. He wants me to hold him all the time. And as I get bigger, I can't physically hold him as much. I'm at the point where I can hold him, but not for long periods of time. And I won't carry him down the stairs in our house anymore just because it's a risk of me falling. And so he'll still ask me to pick him up. And I'm like, oh, I can't. Come on, I'll hold your hand. Like, but I'm trying to go ahead and establish the boundary of, like, soon I'm not gonna be able to pick you up because you're almost 40 pounds. And I can't really do that very soon.
How has it changed in the co-parenting dynamic with your husband now that you're pregnant and having the kids? For me, it was more that Brian had to take over many more things, even the cleaning, sometimes even painting my nails. When my belly was so big, I couldn't even see my toes. It was hard for him.
Yeah, so he has done a lot of taking over in certain aspects. Like, he'll chip in to clean or cook dinner or take the kids to school every once in a while if he can, if his work schedule allows, that kind of thing. My husband's really involved when he is at home. And so my kids already kind of flock to him when he is at home, when he's not at work. And so that's going to be great for when I have the baby, because if I'm breastfeeding, it's like, I can't get up. I can't help you right now. I can't, I know that they say that, you're not supposed to blame the baby and stuff like that, but like, it is a real thing. Like, sometimes when you're taking care of a small baby, there are needs of your other children that have to wait. And I think that that's going to be a shift in our home when daddy has to meet their needs more so than mommy. And that already happens, but I know that it's going to happen more. And also, like, I am very much the comfort parent, and my husband's the playful parent. So he's the one that roughhouses with them and is always playing with them and stuff. But when they cry, they want me. When they get hurt, they want me. And so that's going to be an adjustment to, well, maybe just go ask your dad. I don't know. I'm busy. I'm sorry.
You said something that I want to point out, and it is that your husband is already heavily involved in the kids' routine. Father, step it up. Step it up, step it up, step it up. Because if you don't step it up while your wife is pregnant, it's going to be really, really hard for the child to get used to you all of a sudden when the baby's here. So if from now he sees you at bedtime, if from now the child sees you at bath time, if from now the child sees you in the very early morning at 4:30 a.m. when they really wake up, it's going to be a lot easier when you have to take over because your wife is taking care of the newborn. Yeah. In my case, it was different because my foster son was 12. Yeah, he was 12. So he was a tween at the time. He was a lot older. It wasn't that he cried and then he went to look for comfort. So it helped. But definitely, I feel that my husband was heavily involved in his activities. And when the babies came, it was kind of like an easy transition for them, considering that Brian was already doing a lot of things for him.
And I think part of my conscious parenting journey is that I am anticipating a lot of things, a lot of change when the baby comes, so that way it's not like such a shock to deal with. The baby comes in May, and I'm actually due the same week that my son graduates from preschool. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get to go. Yeah, so they're going to be at home a lot. We're going to do some summer camp, but it's not going to be like a complete summer camp where they're outside of the home 5 days a week all day. So they're going to be at home with me a lot, and they're going to have to get used to, you know, waiting 5 minutes for me to get them something to drink or eat or something like that. And then my son starts kindergarten in the fall, and that's going to be a big change for him as well. And so I anticipate that there will be behaviors that show up because of these things, but I think going into it knowing that will help me be able to respond to those behaviors more so than just rage.
You know, I'm noticing that you overall peaceful about your pregnancy and about what's to come. I wonder if, I mean, number one, you are an experienced coach, you are a parenting coach, so you do have a lot of tools. But number two, I wonder from your experience if it's because it's your third pregnancy. Because in my case, it was my first pregnancy with twins, and I was freaking out. I didn't know what to expect. I was worrying about the delivery. I was worrying about what's going to come. I was worrying about everything because everything was new to me and double. So do you notice a difference with this pregnancy versus your first one or second one? Like when you went from yes. one to two or from zero to one?
Yes. So I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it is my third pregnancy and I kind of know what to expect. But I also think a lot of it is the fact that I have gone through this journey as a conscious parent before this. So just to give a little bit of a backstory, after we had the second one, I always suffer from like postpartum depression, and that's been really hard for me. And postpartum is just so hard in general for me. And so going into it knowing that, and also I didn't start practicing conscious parenting until my second child was about 6 months old. So my first one was like three, and that's when I did a lot of self-work on myself. I went through therapy, I went through parent coach training. I really started to dive deep into what my limiting beliefs were and stuff like that. And you know, my husband and I had had discussions on if we were going to have a third child or not, and it was always no. I can't handle that. That's too much. I wouldn't be able to do that. And then it occurred to me around the beginning of last year that wasn't true, that my brain was just saying that because I was scared and that I think that I absolutely could handle it. And that's when we started talking about having a third. And so now going into it, I feel capable. I feel like, I mean, yes, it's going to be hard. I know that it's going to be hard. Having a newborn is hard in general, no matter how many children you have at home already. But going into it knowing like I'm confident that I can figure it out, and I have support, and I've done a lot of work on myself and on my parenting to know that no matter what happens, it's going to be okay. And everybody is going to be taken care of.
That's so important. I remember when I was pregnant with the twins, I'm like, I'm going to prepare for this arrival. And then I went and took baby classes, and they gave me this lifeless doll to change. And then that's what they thought would prepare me for parenthood. I did not know. Number one, I mean, you cannot compare a doll with a real baby. Babies in my case. And number two, what really makes parenting easier is not even knowing how to change a diaper. It's not the technicalities of the logistics around parenting. It's who you are as a parent. What really helps you feel at peace in the middle of busyness. And I want to make a point on that because a lot of people connect busyness with chaos, stress, and overwhelm. And that's a limiting belief. Busyness is just doing a lot of things, having a lot of things to do. Overwhelm, feeling that you are kind of like at the edge of a cliff. That's a mindset that it's probably filtered by your childhood narratives, your past wounds. And that's what really takes parents to feel burnout in parenting.
I've even noticed that like other people will say stuff to me like, I don't know how you do it all, right? Like, I don't know how you have these two kids and you're pregnant, you have your own business, your parent coaching. And I always respond, I'm like, I don't know how, I just do it. Because that's all there is, right? Like, even when I have three children, like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. And everything will get done and everything will be fine. So I think that a lot of that is like the fear of what you were talking about, overwhelm and being busy. But you don't know how you're going to get it done. You don't have to know how you're going to get it done to be able to do it.
And it's just the unrealistic expectations that especially as mothers place on ourselves. We were damaged a lot by Pinterest parenting and all the what social media, the aesthetic parenting that social media sells. Mm-hmm. And then we think that if we don't do all that, then we're not good parents. Right. So accommodate. That's one thing that I had to learn to do when I had the twins. My 12-year-old, he did not always have a homemade meal at the table. Sometimes it was takeout from Panda Express. Sometimes the dinner was orange chicken with the noodles from Panda Express. It's okay.
Yeah. And that's how I view kind of where we're at. Like we found it in our budget to where we can have somebody come and clean our house every 2 weeks. So that way I just have to tidy up in between. I don't have to like scrub anything because mm-hmm. that's important to me right now. I don't have the energy mm-hmm. for that. I'd rather spend that time with my children. I don't cook every single night. You know, my house, most of the time there are toys everywhere on the floor, dirty socks. My kids love to take their dirty socks off and just throw them. And that's okay because the way, you know, the toys being on the floor has nothing to do with how well I'm parenting.
Mm-hmm. And plus, there is a clear difference between being disorganized and being dirty. My house is disorganized a lot of the times, but it's clean. I mean, I make sure that the bathrooms are okay, and then I clean the dishes at least once a day. I don't go to bed with a dirty kitchen.
Yeah.
So it's about lowering those standards because mm-hmm. as expecting that we're going to do every single thing that we used to do when we had the one kid or when we didn't have kids is unrealistic.
Yep. And like the aesthetic of having a clean house with children, I think there's so much pressure in that. And for what? Like, who cares? Who cares? I don't care.
Yes, that's true. That's so true. Yes. What would you tell a mother who is expecting and she already has one, but she's scared out of her mind thinking, how am I going to do with two? What did I get into? Possibly they might be regretting their idea of being pregnant. And I say it because it's true. Some of our coaching clients come to us to tell me, I regret being pregnant, and with tears on their eyes, because that brings a lot of shame as well.
So I get it. That was me. My two children that I have right now are a little under 2 years apart. So had a toddler when I brought home a newborn, and it was a lot. It was a lot. And also, we survived. Everybody was fed, everybody was clean, and everybody was loved. And you just figure out a way to make it work. Like, it might look like letting some of those expectations go. Your routine might change, but you learn how to adapt. And I know that a big thing is, you know, when you're bringing another baby home, especially when you already have a child at home, you think, how am I going to love this child as much as I love the child that I already have? And you just do. I don't know how to describe it. Your heart grows to fill with even more love. And once you witness your children interacting together and forming a relationship together as siblings, you'll know it's worth it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So thank you so much for coming to the Parenting with Understanding podcast. Where can people find you?
So I am on Instagram, and my handle is @conscious.hippie.mama. I also have a website, conscioushippiemama.com. I coach. I do it all. I try to make funny reels. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're not, but that's okay. I have fun doing it.
So make sure that you go and follow Michelle. Go to her website, see all the goodies that she has there for you, free and paid. And then thank you so much. I hope that you have a happy rest of your pregnancy, and then I'm very happy to see you today.
Thank you for having me, Marcella.
Thank you for listening to the Parenting with Understanding podcast. For more information on how to bring peace to your parenting and raise emotionally healthy children, head over to www.hicparenting.com. We'll see you soon.